shame we're getting all these marvelous readings and the snow is keeping people away, you know. This is 1 Peter, which is a gem, by the way. When you go home, read it and ask St. Peter to open it up for you. Concerning the salvation of your souls, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and investigated it, investigating the time and circumstances that the Spirit of God within them indicated when, and it has it testified, he testified, but right, to the sufferings destined for Christ and the glory to follow. So this inspired letter is saying the prophets knew what they were doing. They didn't have a total ground plan, but they knew. Just think, for instance, of Isaiah 52, 53, the servant song. What a description of Jesus, right? And it was our sins and he bore them. It was our weakness and he carried them. It was our maladies and it's Jesus. So you see, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and investigated it, investigating the times and circumstances that the Spirit of Christ, notice, within them indicated when he testified in advance to the sufferings destined for Christ and the glory to follow them. It was revealed to them, the prophets, that they were serving not themselves but you. They knew their place in salvation history. And they knew that they were to declare these things both to build up their own people and as a witness that this is God's plan from all eternity. They knew this plan. As I say, if you just take that text in Isaiah and others less dramatic, they knew. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, with regard to the things that have now been announced to you by those who preached the good news to you. So all these people serving us, the prophets, sit down. The prophets, the holy men, the kings, the saints, you see, we're preparing for the coming of the Lord. Then, so gird up the loins of your mind, live soberly, and set your hopes completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. There's more revelation. He will come in glory, and the whole world will be assembled before him in a way that we can't imagine. And he will pronounce judgment. And that's what this is all about. Like obedient children, do not act in compliance with the desires of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, be holy yourself in every aspect of your conduct. You know, if you just want to see what he's talking about, I remember, it was a year or so ago now, we were up at a big conference up in New York, outside the city. And we went in and had a boat ride around Manhattan Island for our holiday, I guess it was, which was fun. And then the bus, instead of going right back over to New Jersey where we were, went up the top of Broadway and drove all the way down Broadway so we could see Broadway. Well, I'm a New Yorker. I mean, I've seen Broadway. But the mess, I mean, it's so tawdry, so corrupt, so distracted, it's awful. My city, but it's a mess. It's just so, you drive down Broadway and you can feel yourself being pulled apart. You know, oh, eat this, try this, buy this, buy this, you know. You're being pulled apart. It's sad. You see, the gospel. We should be very grateful to Peter for the kind of questions he asks. Today, Peter says, look, we've given up everything and followed you. St. Jerome in his commentary says, Peter, get real. Everything. What does it mean? One lousy little fishing boat. That's all you had. I mean, like, what's this everything that you give up? But the answer, there is no one who has given up home or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. You know, I often think of this. I don't travel much anymore, but I used to travel quite a bit, preaching and doing that sort of stuff. And whenever I arrived at an airport, there was always somebody there, a brother or a sister that I'd never met before, to take me, pick me up at the airport, and drive me somewhere. And that's what this is talking about. It used to strike me all the time. I used to get off the plane and say, I wonder who I'm going to meet today. There'll be somebody there. And as I walk through the, whatever you walk through there, you know, with my bag, are you Father Francis Martin? Yes. Please come with me. We're going to, you know. And I used to think of this text. I promise you, you see, you will have hundreds of brothers and sisters. And it's true. And we all have that. We all have that. That's the meaning of family. That's the meaning of community. To live like brothers and sisters. And we're lucky. I mean, we may not know our neighbors, but we know enough people. All the people come to Mass every day. How many people here don't know anybody else but their own, the people in their house? I promise you, there's no one who's given up house or brothers or sister or father or mother or children or lands for my sake and the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more in this present age and eternal life.